Sure. After high school, I went to the University of Connecticut. I'm a Connecticut native, and I really wanted to pursue a degree in physical education. I wanted to coach. I played softball at the travel ball level and then played at the University of Connecticut, and I just really loved playing a sport. I loved that feeling, and I just really wanted to coach. And my dad, in his younger years, was a coach, a high school coach, and also a physical education teacher. And he really discouraged me from it because, as a man, it was hard to make a living for a family in that profession at that time. And he really didn't want me to go into coaching. Mm. And so when I started at Connecticut, I went into interior design. And because he was a builder, and I felt like, well, you know, maybe I can do interior design and I can, you know, help design some of the buildings he's doing and some of the interiors. And I just didn't have it with that. And I pleaded with him one night on the phone and he gave in. And so I was finally able to pursue really what I wanted to do, what was in my heart.
Did you play multiple sports?
At UConn, I played softball, and then I ran cross country. I wasn't a point scorer, but I ran it so that I could get in really good shape to play softball. And I really enjoyed it. It was really a different thing for me, but, you know, I ran it for a couple of years, and that was really, you know, from a collegiate standpoint, that's what I did in terms of playing a sport.
So we're going to talk more about you as a coach, but with that running background, I'm wondering, do you run your players today because you know how running does?
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a couple of our teams in years past. They said, you know, Coach P, we're not a track team. But, you know, I think, you know, obviously cross-country running and softball, they're really different in a lot of respects because, With softball, you know, it's home to first or home to second. You're going 60 feet, so you have to be able to sprint, where cross country, you know, is over a distance.
Yeah.
But I think from a mental standpoint, you know, it was something really different, but I really enjoyed it, and it was something I felt like I needed to do and wanted to do to make sure I was, you know, in the best shape I could be.
Well, it sounds like your dad was very, very important in terms of your growing up and your career choices. But did you have any other particular teachers or mentors that influenced you?
I think, you know, when I was at the University of Connecticut, our field hockey team at that time was one of the top teams in the country. And
yes,
they had won national championships. And Diane Wright was the head field hockey coach. And she was also an assistant coach for us for softball, and she was actually my pitching coach. I pitched for a couple of years, my first 2 years at Connecticut, and she was my pitching coach, and I would talk to her about coaching, and I asked her, you know, I said, I really want to coach college. What's the best route for me to go? Should I start in high school or should I go right into college? And she said, if you want to get into college coaching, she said, my recommendation would be get right into college because you might get lost in high school coaching. If you don't do well, it's going to be a hard jump to make. So if you want to coach at the college level, you know, my advice would be start there first. And I just watched their teams play. I had a lot of friends on the field hockey team, and I was just really impressed at how she did her job. And, you know, she was pretty calm person. She didn't get too high or too low. And I just admired her, how she went about her business and the types of teams that she was able to produce at Connecticut.
Okay. So there's no doubt running a successful program at NCAA Division I level takes a lot out of one person. And then let alone you've got people that you have to manage, your staff. And then, of course, you have the medical side, the academics. There's just so much. How do you manage your time? How did you do it in college? Did that affect how you manage it today as a head coach?
I think being organized, I think as a person, I'm organized. You know, I like to have a neat room. I like to have
you're one of those, huh?
In order. One of those people. And I think, you know, you have to, at this level, now at a Division I level program, and it's just changed so much in the 32 years now that I've been coaching. All the demands on your time from outside sources, you spend so much less time actually talking about, thinking about, you know, what you need to do, like the X's and O's, because you have so many outside influences and forces and things that you have to do from an administrative standpoint. And there's just a lot of expectations on you and your program and your time. And so you have to kind of prioritize, you know, what's the most important things that I need to do today that are going to help us as a program, as a team. And sometimes, you know, you don't do everything that you need to do for you personally. You have to kind of make time for yourself, like on the calendar, make an appointment for yourself if you want to work out or do something like that. But I think it's really a juggling act and a balance act, because a lot of times you'll be in your office and all of a sudden somebody comes in the door and you were busy doing something and you have to stop what you're doing and attend to whatever they may need. And it could just be, we have people come up to the stadium and get out of their cars and, hey, we're visiting from Pennsylvania. Do you have a minute to talk to my daughter? Or can you show us your building? Or, you know, things like that. And you never know who you're meeting.
Yes.
And so you always have to give them your time.
Well stated. What do you enjoy most about your job today?
I think the thing that I really kind of gets me jazzed or when the players walk in the building. I love being out on the field because I don't think about anything else. I mean, you know, there's all these, you know, world problems, just daily things that happen, and those all go away when I get out on the field and I'm around the players. They, you know, coaching is really about building relationships, and you have the opportunity to affect people's lives, but you have a process that you go through every day on the field, and you have to love kind of what the process produces, but they just touch my life daily, and I constantly learn from them. And, you know, hopefully our culture helps them go forward in their lives, but the minute they get there, I'm excited. And it's just different. I just think coaching is such a different job than your 9-to-5 job where you go in and maybe answer a phone, or, you know, every day it's going to be a little bit different because of what the players bring to the field. And so that's what's exciting for me. I love that part of my job.
Well, that sounds familiar. As a faculty member, there's so much that we have to do, but the most rewarding is when you're just with the students. Whether it's one-on-one in your office or in the classroom. So that's an awesome start to a great conversation. We'll take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Donna Papa, head coach of the UNC softball team. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Donna Papa. Donna, tell us more about your typical day when you're not coaching.
I think my typical day when I'm not coaching, and a lot of times that might be on a Monday, I love to go shop. I love to go shopping at home store. I love to look around at all the different things, you know, the outdoor furniture. I will either be shopping, planting flowers, or if I have the opportunity to get away for the day, I would be at the beach in a heartbeat. I am definitely a beach person, and I am happiest when I'm there. So those are the three things that you could potentially see me doing. But I feel like when I go shopping and go to the mall, I feel like I'm a real person, and I'm
funny.
Doing what real people do, and because I don't really get to do that. And not that coaching, you're not a real person, but, you know, everybody is kind of taking, you know, different pieces from you.
Yes.
And when you can actually go out and go shopping and you look around and say, this is what, you know, people do like on a daily basis. And I may only get to do that once a month, if that. So,
any favorite beaches?
One of my favorite beaches has to be hands down Sunset Beach.
Yes.
Go there. I've been going there for maybe 5 or 6 years with a bunch of friends and kind of do it as a tradition every year. So I would have to say that's one of the most beautiful beaches in North Carolina.
Okay. Do you find time to read or watch television much? Any favorites? I know some of my friends got me going on everything from the scandal and things that I didn't think that I would want to pay attention to. But do you have any favorites?
I do. You know, well, first of all, I mean, I check ESPN daily.
Yes.
And I watch a little CNN, so I'm kind of educated on what's going on in the world. But I would say my some of my favorites are Nashville, Grey's Anatomy, Chicago Fire. I definitely binge on Netflix. There's one I'm watching right now called Heartland, and it's set in Canada. And it has all to do with horse farms, and it's just beautiful. But I will definitely binge on Netflix. But when I'm reading, a lot of times I read leadership books, probably a lot of John Gordon books, Energy Bus. You know, we've used Hard Hat for our team. We've used Energy Bus for the team. But if I was just reading for pleasure, probably Nicholas Sparks, because I feel like a lot of his books really are, some of them are in North Carolina, or I can relate to the places that he talks about. And I don't know, I just think he's a great writer. So,
well, it seems to reflect the academic performance of your teams. I know you've had a great track record of bringing scholar athletes into the program, and then they continue to succeed in the classroom. And when you have a coach that's reading like that, it only makes sense. So here's your choice question. What moves you to tears or to laughter? Are you emotional?
Yeah, I would say I'm definitely an emotional person. Probably take after my dad. We used to give him a hard time. We'd be watching a movie, and I'd look over, and, you know, there were some sad parts, and my dad would have tears coming from his eyes. But I would say, you know, I would say I'm a little bit of both. I love to laugh. I love going to see somebody like a Kathleen Madigan. You know, she was in Durham, I think, last year, the year before. I think she's one of the funniest people I've ever heard. And so I really enjoy that, you know, you kind of get away from, or you can make fun of some of the things that sometimes you take too seriously. But at the same time, I would say I'm definitely, if you ask any of my players, they would tell you I have the hardest time at the end of the year at our banquet when I have to talk about them. Definitely, it's always my goal not to cry. And they'll go, Coach P, we know you're going to cry. We know you're going to cry, because it's really hard to have, you know, been in the lives of them for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they're going to leave, and they've meant so much to you and been a big part of your life. And so that part really moves me to tears. That's probably one of the hardest things for me as a coach and as a person.
Well, I can tell our listening audience that I've seen you in action with those tears. It's very genuine and heartfelt. Well, thinking about your most accomplished players, and you've had so many, what did they have that most athletes don't have? Is there like a unique trait or gift? Is there something that there was a theme with these top players?
Yeah, I you know, I think really their drive to be the best and their competitiveness, the passion that they have for what they're doing. I think they were intentional too in what they did. They have a plan. These kids, like somebody like a Kristen Brown, you know, who recently just graduated. You know, she wound up being a Patterson Medal recipient, which is, you know, one of the highest awards you can get. And she broke tons of records, and, you know, home run record in the ACC, and wound up making the USA team and professional. And she, every day, she was never satisfied with where she was. And she always wanted to do more. If she wasn't hitting well, you know, she didn't just pout about it. She was in our hitting facility either early in the morning or stayed after or came to watch video. You know, she was very passionate about it. She just absolutely loved the game. Excuse me. And she was a great role model for kids and just loved teaching the game. And that's what she's doing right now until she decides about grad school. You know, she's giving lessons, and she loves kids, and so many kids want to be, like, a lot of kids want to be like MJ, you know, Michael Jordan. A lot of softball kids that have been associated with our program want to be like Kristen Brown. And so she's just one example. You know, Danny Spaulding, Lisa Norris. I mean, there's so many players I could name that, you know, that have been accomplished. But I think a lot of it is their competitive drive, and just that they're intentional and they have a plan.
So drive, passion, competitiveness. Now let's flip that. What about you? Working in this industry can be very, very competitive. What drives you?
You know, I think for me, again, I am a very passionate person. And if you've ever seen me coach, you would say that in a heartbeat. I think to be the best, some people say they don't like losing more than they like winning. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't like losing. I hate to lose. In most things, I don't like to lose in Trivial Pursuit or any of those things. But I think I have pride in what I do, and I want to give, you know, the players and the program the best I have so that we can to be successful. And sometimes, you know, successful isn't always, you know, do I want to win a national championship? Yes, I do. But I also want to, you know, I want to achieve at the highest level. But at the same time, you know, I think being able to affect people's lives along the way is huge. It doesn't discount winning, but I do hate to lose. I have to say that. I hate losing more than anything. So.
Well, I've seen that fire for sure. We'll be right back with Donna Papa, UNC softball team head coach. We're back with Donna Papa. Donna, if you weren't managing this great program, you've got the facilities, the academics, gameplay, recruiting. Whose job outside of sports would you love to have?
And I don't have, I don't think, a musical bone in my body, but I would love to be a country singer. and it's not an easy life either, but my niece sings in Nashville, and I love country music, and I think, you know, even though it's not an easy life, they speak to people with their music.
Yes.
And I think it's very heartfelt. And I don't know, it speaks to me. And so if I could be somebody like a Jennifer Nettles or somebody like that, I think that would be so awesome. And I think it takes a lot of courage to be a singer too, because you just don't know how you'll be received, and you're out there in front of all these people. But your music, you know, it speaks, you know, most music speaks to different people, different ways. And, I just think being a country Western singer, I would just, you know, every time I see Jennifer Nettles or even my niece performing, you know, it's just so much fun. And so just such an experience. So I think that's what I'd probably want to do.
Well, you perform in front of lots of people, so I think you'd be poised. Now, I haven't heard you sing, though, so I don't know about that part.
I would clear a room in a heartbeat, so you don't want to.
Do you want to share your niece's name?
Sure, Taryn Papa.
Okay.
And she is an aspiring artist in Nashville and has played at Tootsie's and now plays at the Stage in Nashville.
Wow. So do you have your cowboy hat ready?
I have a lot of boots.
Okay.
I do. I have a lot of boots. I don't have a hat.
Well, when it's all over and you're sitting in your rocking chair watching your favorite team play, our Yankees, if you reflect back on your career, what do you want people to remember you for?
You know, I think I would hope that people would see me as someone who was passionate and compassionate. And I think, you know, for me, probably one of the things that I guess pride myself most on is having integrity in everything that I do, you know, because I think, you know, the world obviously has changed and sport, you know, has changed in many ways, you know, with the emphasis on winning. And I just think at the core, you know, you have to have integrity and you have to be loyal, and that has to be at the top of the list. And I think the biggest thing for me is if a player said that I cared about them more as a person first, which I really work to do that. I care about them more as a person than as a great first baseman or a great hitter. Because I think, again, coaching is built on relationships, and you can only lead people if you care about them as people, because people care about you caring about them more than anything. And I think you're going to get people, you know, to follow you like that. And, you know, and I think John Wooden, you know, at one point he just said more or less kind of be concerned, you know, more with your character than your reputation, because the character is really who you are. And your reputation is just what others think you are. So I think, you know, that's something that I've tried to to live by in what I do, because I'm representing, you know, a university, I'm representing a department, I'm representing myself and, you know, everybody that's associated with me. So, you know, I would hope that people, you know, go away with, hey, you know, Coach Papa is a caring person and she cared about me and who I was and who I wanted to be more so than just who I was as a player.
Well stated, like a true champion. Thanks again for spending time today, Coach Donna Papa, head coach of the UNC softball team. If You Only Knew is sponsored by the Center of Sport Business at the Kenan Flagler Business School.